It's everywhere. Phones, computers, iPads, AirPods, technology is everywhere. Literally. I'm Ashi Chori, and today I'll be covering sharing my thoughts about the advancement of technology. How much has technology really evolved? How far will it progress in the future? And how much has it affected the course of humanity? Speaking as a teenager, I can tell you that it controls what I think or do on an hourly basis. I know, that's pretty crazy. So, tune in after this short break to hear more. My grandma used to tell me stories about her life back years and years ago. She'd tell me how every morning she woke up to the sound of a rooster's howl. She told me how the warmth of the sun made your heart shake and how cows roamed around the plains. Now, I was born in Nepal, that one small country in between India and China. And unlike my grandma, I lived in the city. Some say that Nepal is the most beautiful place in the world. And maybe it is. I wouldn't know. I mean, I was raised in the city, where the Himalayas were covered by buildings and apartments, and the thousands of waterfalls were buried under the noise pollution of cars and taxis. I only wish I'd seen my country how my grandma saw it. You're probably wondering where the topic of technology comes into play in all of this. Well, I was thinking how technology is almost like those apartments and the noise pollution that's simply engulfing this beautiful world. And don't get me wrong, I'm in love with technology just like any other teenager. I don't even think I can go an hour without touching my phone. And in reality, it's so horrible, yet an amazing source of power. Now, when does it become too much? Technology is the best thing to happen to this world. Think of all those assistive technology devices, such as mobility aids, wheelchairs, prosthetics. These devices have saved billions and billions of lives worldwide. And look at how technology has improved education, enhanced communication, and etc. You get the point. When I say that technology is good, it is so, so good. But it's demolishing a human's ability to be human. And the problem isn't that technology is good. The problem is how we choose to use this source of power. And so far, my generation is doing awful. Despite how good technology is, teenagers nowadays are brainwashed and addicted to it. I should note, since I'm guilty of it too, it's become rare to even see kids at playgrounds anymore. And when teens hang out, it's impossible to go out at night without the distraction of their phones. Even when teens get in a car accident or something bad happens, they'll use that opportunity to get more views instead of calling a family member to let them know they're okay. And of course, I'm not saying every single millennial is addicted to technology. I'm saying there's a great majority. Depression and suicide rates in young adults are increasing in an unhealthy manner. Teenagers all over the world are suicidal or self-harming themselves because of someone's lack of common sense and someone's stupidity using their phones to criticize others. And it's disgusting to think about how small-minded someone has to be to use this free technologically given power to bring others down, knowing they could be using their phones for the better. Instead of utilizing technology as an origin of knowledge, people all over the world are wasting their time scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, finding interest in other people's lives. And listen, I do the exact same thing, knowing I could be using my phone to look up something I didn't understand in class that day. And when you really think about it, knowledge is so much more superior than almost anything. You know, I don't think most people would survive a day without the use of a technology device, whether it be phones or computers or etc. etc. Technology has become a constant necessity for us. It's become almost as important as food or water or air even. That's just insane. I only wish I was born into a generation where technology was not the foundation of life. Maybe then I could find beauty in silence and fall in love with time. It's up to humanity itself to decide what we do with this source of power and how you choose to use it. You get to decide. That's it for now, folks. This is Ashi Acharya. Thank you for listening to this podcast and enjoy your day.